Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, Trish?
What's up, Phil?
What's up?
There we go. Okay, okay. Don't do me crazy. Okay. Hey, yo. You know what a dog needs? Do you really know what a dog needs?
You really know what a dog needs?
Dog needs a what? Dog needs a with a real let's go hold that dog down. Baby, I am what I am. I'm gonna be who I be. Everything from chasing the cat to out on the tree. Let me see what I gotta see. Do what I gotta do. Dogs for life, but keep it true. Every once in a while I break out the backyard to roam and get reckless, but I still know that home is home. And when I get there, I'ma sit there, take a there, put my head, do I handle my business? Well, yeah, I'ma run till I bust my gun and empty the clip.
Hey, to all the Kale Corner listeners, we appreciate you. We starting this Tuesday show off with a little word for, prayer for my man Earl Simmons, a.k.a. DMX, you know, Dog for Life, Dog for Life, man. You know, here's to... You know what? Normally we say a speedy recovery, but we don't know if that's the big man will. So what I'm going to say is here's to the big man's will and giving us the hearts and mindset to deal with whatever his final say is. Is that cool enough for me, T? Can I say that, Miss T?
That is cool. Yes. That's perfect.
All right. Deal with me, family, Kale's Corner family. It's been hey, I tell you, man, these past couple of weeks have been, you know, they've been some days to get through, you know what I'm saying? Some of you may know, may not know, today I put another family member to rest, you know, I tell you, boy, it was something else. But, you know, and I'm going to say this real quick, Miss T.
Mm-hmm.
It is, I'm getting tired of only seeing family members in situations like this, funerals, you know. We as a people, man, we really, really have to step up and make our way to each other, man. Showing each other, you know, that we're okay, we're well, everything is fine, and you know, but it was. I'm not going to complain because it was good to see, you know, everyone today. You know, I'm talking family members from, you know, 20, 30 years ago, you know, and, you know, fellowshipping with everyone, you know, it was a good thing. I'm not going, you know, fuss and complain, but, you know, I'd really, really be glad when we as a people find another way to assemble all of us together. You know what I'm saying, Miss T?
I do. Actually, you know? I really do. I'm going to have to do the same thing you did because, you know, my aunt passed today. So we're going to have to put her to rest next week. So it's a lot of death going around, but we're gonna be all right.
Yeah, I mean, it just makes your words at the end of every show that much more poignant, that much more important, you know.
Yeah.
Love the people that you love, man. Love mm-hmm. them. Love them to life. Love them to death. Love them. Love them. Mm-hmm. Love them. And make
love
sure
them.
They know.
Yes.
Give them flowers out while people are living. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Make sure they know, you know, beyond a shadow of a doubt that your love is with them. Okay. Now.
That's true.
Kale's Corner. We're going to talk about this NCAA championship game between Baylor and Fordsville. Look, no, let me stop. Between Baylor and Gonzaga. Girl.
Okay.
I'm here to tell you.
I was here screaming.
Yeah, I could not.
Win.
Hey. I didn't know Baylor was going to win. You know, and
let me see why I knew. Let me, but Kill, last year, okay, so last year, Baylor won 23 games.
Right.
And then the pandemic hit, so we couldn't do March Madness, right?
Mm-hmm.
This year, Baylor's record is 22 and 2 or 22 and 3? I think they only lost 2 or 3 games.
22 and 3.
Yes. So why wouldn't we as fans, I mean, they wasn't the underdogs. Gonzaga was the underdogs because they had a better record 2 years in a row than Gonzaga did. So I'm thinking to myself, like, okay, Baylor get all the way up, and then they're going to win. Did I say, why you say that back? And I said, for the reasons I just said. So that's why I think I just knew that the Baylor – team was going to win.
Yeah, Bears.
Nobody
Bella
realized
Bears.
That they won all those games. Yeah, Bears.
Mm. Well, yeah, we're going to go in depth with this Baylor reason why and why not and why should and all of that.
Right.
We're going to talk a little MLB. You know, baseball
Y'all right now,
hopefully, that's what I was going to get to, you know, to be honest, and forgive me with all the fussing and turning on I did last week. because I went to the funeral today, so I was in here trying to get me a little bit of rest before we had to, you know, come on. And, I'm flipping through, and I said, oh, my goodness, the Nets on. The Nets are playing. Can you believe that? And, you know, I fussed so much last week, you know. Let me be good this week and say welcome back to baseball, Washington, D.C. Welcome back. Mm-hmm. And right now, we're picture that. Fourth inning, 4-4, Nationals and Braves. Wow. Couldn't make this up if we wanted to. You hear me?
Okay.
Welcome back. Welcome back, Nats. You know, I see a few people in the stands and look like they're all enjoying themselves. And I think they're social distancing by twos because it looks like everybody is sitting by twos throughout the park. So,
Did you see that Texas game? Did you see the Texas Rangers game when they're opening?
No, I didn't. No, what happened?
They was full to capacity. 38,000 people were there.
Wow.
Yes.
Mm.
No seat in the house was vacant. Not one seat. All the standing room was taken. All the seating was taken. I mean, they was having a ball down there in Texas.
Well, I was about to say, that's Texas for you. You know what I mean? Certain people call Texas God's country, you know. They operate or move to a different pace, we'll say, so to speak, down there in Texas. So, you know, that's really no surprise to me, you know.
Right.
But we'll get into all of that. The NFL draft is approaching. The NFL draft is approaching. And teams are making moves, and you know, moving up and down the draft board and I mean, just activity galore with this this year's draft, you know.
Yeah.
And teams positioning themselves. Now, I think once the actual draft starts, we'll find out exactly what position is the position of strength, you know. But I'm going to say right now, I'm looking at this quarterback position and the young talent that's available in that position, and I honestly believe that the quarterback position is going to be one of utter strength here in this 2021 draft. And a lot of teams thinking that they're going to have to move up to the third and second and, you know, fourth spot. I believe that you don't, you know, have to necessarily move up here because you're going to find quarterback talent in abundance. From Trevor Lawrence to what's the young guy's name from Ohio State? He's crossing my mind.
Justin
Justin Fields. I mean,
Mac Jones.
Help me out, Carl. Help me out.
I got you. I got you.
I know you do. And I just. You know, it's going to be very interesting where some of this talent end up going to, you know. So, you know, hey, you know, you can say what you want about the draft and you know, who's going where and who's picking what and or whom. You know, Green Bay and Alex Smith, Aaron Rodgers, girl, But Aaron Rodgers, Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers are at odds with one another. Aaron Rodgers, congratulations, Aaron Rodgers, too, for hosting the Jeopardy. Jeopardy is a show I never really got into. I just, you know, when I watch TV, I need
Trebek action. Passed away. Alex Trebek passed away, and you know, ever since he passed away, they've been doing, you know, guest announcers, you know, people that come in and do the show. So I think Aaron Rodgers is doing, so he can, you know, he's setting himself up for after retirement. Like, he's going to be doing these type of things after retirement. So that's what I think.
Well, hey.
Yeah, more power to him.
I say, yeah. If you can do it, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who is anyone to tell you no? Who is anyone to tell you no
that's
and
right.
what you can't do? So, congratulations to Aaron Rodgers. Now, on the football side, it's really I don't want to say that it's not setting well, but for lack of a better term, the Green Bay top brass aren't really happy. Can I say that, Therese? They're not happy with they're not happy with what is going on as far as Aaron Rodgers and his commitment to them. But those guys are looking at it like, I mean, by Aaron Rodgers' camp is looking at it like, well, where's your commitment to us? You know, because we all know last season during the draft, Green Bay selected a quarterback. So, you know, that's just something that we, you know, we're going to have to keep our eye on it and pay close attention to going into this this draft season that's coming up. All right. So, hey, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back momentarily. And we're going to delve into this NCAA championship, this Baylor and Gonzaga game. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782 is the number. Y'all stay right here. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Lovely Tuesday. Hey, how about this weather, girl? I'll tell you, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, it seems like everything just came along right. Hey, look, I got a banging Nike sweatsuit, you know what I'm saying, from my family. So, hey, look, real quick side note, and this is just for us because, you know, we can do that from time to time. Girl, I put that down on, I put it on Monday. I mean, excuse me, Sunday. And ran to the grocery store. And it was, ooh, where you get that from? Oh, I like that. Who gave you that? Where you buy that from? And this is the third. I'm like, my co-host, they like, Treach? I say, yeah. Kevin was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to have to call her. I need me one of them. I was like, oh, yeah, you better get it while they're getting this good, baby. You know what I'm saying? So,
okay.
Yeah, you expect a phone call. NCAAs. I mean, Treach, this was domination.
From beginning
start
to end.
I mean,
I knew you were gonna say that.
It was like I looked up and I saw the score. It was 9-1. No, 9-0.
9-0.
Yeah, 9-0. And I'm like, okay. And this is after Gonzaga had several attempts, possessions with the ball.
Yeah.
And I said to myself, I said, okay, you know, this is going opposite of what I thought it was going to be, because I thought that Gonzaga would be too much for Baylor. As it turns out, through observation, Baylor looked like they were a little bit too much for Gonzaga. And I realized, Therese, I was caught up in the machine. I was caught up in the machine because all I was hearing about, all I was seeing on SportsCenter, ESPN, every national championship show they had on was Suggs hitting that buzzer beater three to put Baylor past, I mean to put Gonzaga past UCLA. And I said to myself, okay, you know, that's what's up. You know, Gonzaga is going to be a hard out, you know.
Right.
You don't play in cakewalk on Gonzaga, because they're not going to be no cakewalk, you know. And I'm looking at Gonzaga's running, you know, and these youngins' height and their energy and jumping on the table and going off and all of that. I'm watching all of that. And I'm saying to myself, there's no commercials of Baylor.
Nope.
There's no showing what Baylor went through. No documentary of Baylor's past. There's nothing about Baylor being shown. Why are they not showing anything about Baylor? I mean, what Baylor wasn't as exciting on their road to? Baylor didn't do as much on their road to? What is it going on that Baylor isn't being advertised like Gonzaga? And I've come to the conclusion that Baylor was sitting in the background. Baylor was that race car that was being held back. That was being that had the blinders on. And when they took the blinders off and let them go on Monday night, they took off like a bat out of hell, as my grandma used to say. They went and rushed on like a bat out of hell. And you know, I mean, they just relentless. Relentless. It was like, I looked up, it was 11-0. I looked up, it was 13-14-1. I looked up again, and the score was just ballooning. Yes, and I'm saying to myself, okay, Gonzaga's going to have to catch up here soon. Gonzaga is going to have to put some type of run together, and next thing I know, Therese, it's halftime.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at the score.
When it became halftime, they got it down to at least 10. It was 37-47. They had got it down
but
to 10.
But to me,
they came out of that damn halftime break. Shoot, they went up. They went back up 15-9. That phase.
Went,
I mean, you know,
back
15 up. Points to the – Like you said, like a bat out of hell.
Complete and total domination. is what we saw with this NCAA championship game. Complete and total. And yes. And it tasted like mud in my mouth to congratulate Baylor, because that's a Texas team. And I just don't, you know.
The girls were cheated, but it's okay.
Yeah, the girls were cheated. But, you know, again,
right.
Who saw Baylor coming like this? Who can actually say, besides all the people who live in Texas and all the people who actually repped Baylor all season? I mean, who can actually say they saw it? I didn't see this coming, Therese. I didn't see it coming at all.
I didn't rep them at all. Like, I really didn't, because I didn't rep them. But I knew of their background. I knew that they wasn't a slouch. I knew that they were going to be a hard out. I knew all of that. And I always go for the underdog. But in this game, they just were not the underdogs.
Yeah. And you know, in following my Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp, you know, and Skip was rooting for Baylor all along. And they were talking about Gonzaga and, you know, how Gonzaga has three or four guys that are definite first round talent in this NBA draft, and you know, they're going to have guys that have statewide, countrywide notoriety, and people are going to be all over them, and I'm like, okay, where are you guys' synopsis on Baylor? Why are you guys not talking about Baylor in any way, you know? And it's just crazy to me how a team that wasn't talked about. I mean, every show was all about the three-point buzzer beater and how Gonzaga was their fight to, you know, number one, and everything that they had overcome to be there. And I'm just listening to this, and I'm like, okay, you know, maybe Baylor is just not isn't the exciting team, you know, because every year you have a team that is an exciting team and a team that, you know, you don't really pay a whole lot of never mind to. So maybe it was just the fact that, you know, Baylor is just that never mind team. But I'm here to tell you, man, you know, for all of us who weren't paying attention, who didn't give them their props, hey, congratulations.
Shame on you.
Shame on me and everybody else, because them boys, hey, the Baylor Bears, they did this, Therese, and we're going to take a quick break. 563-999-3782 is the number. They put them boogie shoes on, baby.
Yes, they did.
Baby.
Them Bammers put on they boogie shoes. You hear me?
Yeah.
They put on they rebounding shoes. They put on their defensive shoes. They put on their get in the post. Man, boy. Yeah, yeah. Congratulations to the Baylor Bears who put on their boogie shoes and danced their way all the way to a national championship game. And you know, nothing else, for nothing else, Trees, they made it what it used to be. You know what I'm saying? Because the team that the team that wasn't really talked about, the team that didn't really have the notoriety as the other team, is the team that won. Back in the day, the championship was won by the individual team who number one played as a team. Let's get that edged in stone. And they may not have been the sexiest of the two. Gonzaga coming into this game, they were the sexiest. They were the ones that everyone talked about and everyone was feeling kind of wooed about. You know, everybody was booed up with. They were the ones that everybody was booed up with. And and I mean, Baylor just said, okay, it's your baby. Well, look at what we do to your baby. And I mean, again, it was crazy to me because it's like I look away, look back, the scores is going up. Look away, look back, more separation. Look away, look back. Till it was almost a 17-18 point deficit. And I was like, there's no way Gonzaga is going to fight and climb their way back into this. You know, maybe they'll go in the locker room and in the second half, they'll be able to get themselves together and that'll turn things around for them. But then, like you say, they went in the half and coming out, Baylor, I mean, they picked up right where they left off and began a route out of the half like they had during the first half. And I was like, goodness gracious, these boys ain't playing around with them. You know, these boys ain't playing around with them. So, again, you know, we want to congratulate Baylor, their coaching staff, their players. You know, you guys were the last team to fulfill your dream. You guys were the last ones of this 2021 season left standing, and that is an accomplishment, and we. As fans of college basketball, appreciate you and we say thank you. We say thank you for making this season what it was. You know, thank you for taking it to. I mean, and I, you know, at the end of the game, I looked at Suggs' face, right? And that's the guy who made the 3-point buzzer beater. And he was looking like, what the hell just happened? he was looking like, you know.
We need more time.
Yeah. You know, and that was the look on his face like, no, this can't be over yet, you know. Wait a minute.
Okay,
let's start. Yeah, yeah, and it was, you know. Again, Baylor took it to him, man. Baylor took it to him, and you know, we say. What's that?
You know, when I was watching that game, Kale, you know that guy, Davion Mitchell, 45?
Uh-huh.
Number 40, he wore 45 for Baylor. So I'm looking at him, I'm like, is that Donovan Mitchell brother from the Utah Jazz? Right, so I'm looking at him, I'm going, is this the same? Wait a minute. So I get on the thing real quick. They are no kin.
Wow.
Not a cousin, not a brother, not a nothing. But the next game, yes, the next game that Utah played, Donovan Mitchell came in that thing with the Baylor jersey on, 45, because, you know, he wear 45 too.
Right.
With the Mitchell on the back. So I'm like, that's what really threw me off. So I was like, there got to be some kin. But they not. There's no kin.
Ain't that something?
That
I was wondering that myself, you know, and watching. And the young boy, why can't I remember his name? He, the one that was getting all
Play
the rebounds for Baylor, Tank or something like that. The one that reminds you about Barkley.
I think I know who you're talking about. I'm about to look it up, but go ahead, tell me.
That young man was rebounding his you-know-what off. You hear me?
Uh-huh.
Offensive and defensive. I'm looking at Baylor play, and I'm like, SportsCenter, ESPN, they really did a bad job here.
Yep.
They really did a terrible job here because for the avid fan that doesn't know sports, you didn't know any of these players.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know much about any of these Baylor players, and it shouldn't have been that way. It shouldn't have been that way. It should have been a situation where we know all of these guys for who they were, you know. I looked at it like, you know, there weren't any. Where was the documentary on Baylor? Where was the who's who?
Right.
And this is who we need to know about this Baylor team. But
you talking about Mark Vital.
That's his name. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Vital.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how that young man was rebounding. In a vital manner.
Oh, yeah.
Do you hear me? Because every ball, like I say, offensively, defensively, if it was a rebound, his name was going to be called either fighting for the rebound or actually gathering the rebound himself. And that was crazy to me how I'm pretty sure these young men have been doing this all season. Why are we just hearing of this? Why are we just hearing of them? You know, I don't know. I don't know. Let's bring my man Lou in to the picture. How you doing, Lou?
Especially too.
All right.
Hey,
well,
Lou.
You know what, Cal? I wasn't surprised because every time I think it's going to be a good game and everything, it usually turns out the opposite. I was expecting a good game, and it didn't turn out that way. So am I surprised? No, of course not.
Mm-hmm. So I were you the fan that just wanted a good game, or did you actually root for Gonzaga or Baylor?
I wanted a great game, and of course, I didn't get it.
Okay. Yeah.
What's
the problem? If you were a Gonzaga fan, no, it wasn't a great game. And no. Truthfully speaking, as a Baylor fan, it couldn't have been a great game to you either, because
no.
You should have wanted to see competition and your
well,
guys.
Sure. I mean, that's what you expect. You had number one seed in both brackets. So, you know, most people mm-hmm. are thinking, well, this should be, you know, no holds barred, you know, closing all the way. It was anything but. And once Baylor jumped out to an early lead like that, like, okay, we're in big trouble here.
I mean, yeah. Man, like I said, Baylor ran, they ball busted out to shoot.
Yes, they did.
No joke whatsoever. They wanted it from the beginning and played it such as if they wanted it. So, you know, again, hats off to them. You can't deny anything from them. I honestly, judging by that game, if those two teams play five times, we would see the same situation, same outcome all five times. Can we agree on that?
Oh, absolutely.
Judging the way
that's it.
I don't know, Tree. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. And let me tell you why I say that.
Mm-hmm.
I look at the physical makeup of each team.
Right. That's true.
Gonzaga is they're lengthy, they're long, they're tall, but they're not really big. Baylor, on the other hand, they're tall, they're lengthy, but they're big guys. I watched them position to position, and everybody that Baylor had in was more muscular, more stout than
right.
the Gonzaga player. And
mm-hmm.
and I'm sorry when it's that way, that team, that more stout, that bigger team has an advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Or has a that extra gear that smaller team doesn't. Because, and we saw it showed up in rebounding, and it showed up by points in the paint. If you go back and you look, Baylor
mm-hmm.
out-rebounded, and they had more points in the paint than Gonzaga. And that told the story of the game to me.
I'm only saying they're going to win one game because you adjust. You adjust to the situation. Like if they was in the tournament, five-game tournament, they're going to win one game because they're going
to
have
to adjust. How can you adjust to somebody being bigger than you?
Because you
over
and under. Yeah, it's the footwork. It's the footwork. It's the footwork. I keep saying that. It's all about the footwork. Like, you can beat a team that's bigger than you, but you got to be smart. I'm not saying they're going to beat the series, but what I'm saying is they're going to be one game. Out of five,
well, I'll give them one game.
Yes, Gonzaga is the number one team. Baylor is the number one team, but they're both on opposite sides. So
right.
I'm thinking, if you're the best team over here, they're the best team over here. You know, y'all bring them together. Y'all ball it out. One Gonzaga is going to win one game out of five.
Well,
Baylor is the better team because they're bigger and stouter and more muscular than they are. But Gonzaga got the footwork. So if you put that together with Baylor going to win the first game because they got to see how they respond. So now I make my adjustment, and then I come back, and I may win that second game. But after that, it's going to be downhill because Ben's going to come back, and they're going to adjust to what you did. And it's more adjusting after that. It's no more adjusting. It's just better going to win them out after that. Because you can't keep adjusting. You can't. So I'm giving them one game to four. And that's my reason.
Well, I can agree with you on that. Adjustments will be made. But we have to be able, just like we can say the adjustments will be made, we have to say an attempt at adjusting will be made. That doesn't necessarily mean they're going to make it.
Right.
That doesn't necessarily mean that they're going
that
to make it. So
that is true.
So but and knowing what we know, you know, we have to rely on what we saw. And what we saw, again, I'm going to use that word, total domination.
They played bully ball.
They played bully ball.
Yeah, I know.
What'd you say, Lou?
On you, Lou.
Well, I thought I had a call coming, but it was a fake call, so I got distracted for a second. Ugh.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, you know, I was still expecting a much better game and didn't get it.
Yeah, well, you know, at least your basketball team are all getting healthy, those guys are about to bring themselves as a whole team to the party. So, you know, that's one thing you got to look forward to, you know. For those of you who don't know, the Nets are the Nets, if I'm correct, right, Lou?
Mm-hmm.
And Knicks, if I'm not mistaken.
Knicks. He like everything.
Good game last night.
Good game New York. Great game last night. Great game last night. And
I was just glad my Bulls beat them next.
I really see that, you know, defense, Luke, that you've been talking about with these New York Knicks. You know, and nothing for nothing, not the Hawk on it, you know, but I watched the Wizards last night, the Wizards game last night, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Wizards were up by 18 points. 18 points. And I swear, Baylor was playing the Wizards last night. Baylor would have won. Yes. And I'm going to tell you why. Look at that defense that Baylor played and the fact that the Wizards don't play defense at all.
Yeah.
They don't play defense at all. It's all about, you watch the Wizards, it's all about coming down, pulling up for three. Damn a play, damn a game plan, go down court, pull up a three. And I to watch Scott Brooks again last night lose a game because poor clock management, poor timeout management, poor personnel management. And I'm saying to myself as I'm watching this game, are we going to have to suffer another season of this, man?
Well,
5 years. Five years. He's been here. Go ahead. Somebody, yes. Please. Take over. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, let me say this first. Let me say this. You compared Baylor to the Wizards, and you said Baylor will win because of the defense. Baylor is mm-hmm. on defense first and foremost before they even take a shot. They are toward defense. That's their motto, defense. You see, when Gonzaga came down, the defense, it collapsed in. They could not get into the paint, period. When they did get in the paint, they wasn't making a shot.
No.
So what I'm trying to say is Scott Brooks teaches. His teaching is different. It's backwards. He's teaching go down, shoot the shot. He don't teach the defense part of it. You never hear him say defense. It's always offense. And we all know everybody on the team can shoot the ball in the hoop and make it. We all know that. Y'all have no problem with shooting the ball. We know that. Which I have a problem is defense. And if y'all could get a coach that can defense with a defensive mindset, because the offense is already there. So if y'all can get a defensive mindset quarterback, I was going to say quarterback, but that's what it really yeah. he is, the quarterback, because he's the head of the snake on the team, Scott Brooks.
Right.
Once y'all replace him, watch how the defense comes back to get, because y'all have to get a defensive head coach. That has to be one of the top things that they look for in a coach. The defense. He has to be defense, period. Because that's what they teach in college. Defense. Once you get your defense together, the offense is automatic.
Right.
That's all I'm
and
saying.
And see, I always looked at it as playing offense in basketball is simple. It really is.
Right.
And you learn the offensive aspects of basketball quicker and easier because it's what comes natural. The offensive side of basketball really comes natural to us as young children. So for a coach to not teach the fundamentals of the game, it's crazy to me.
Yeah.
It's crazy to me for a coach to not stick with what is not natural for a player.
Right.
And we just drew the conclusion that defense is not natural.
Right.
We just drew the conclusion that defense has to be practiced. It has to be taught. You have to discuss it. You have to put yourself in different situations to prepare yourself for the defensive possessions as they come.
Right.
For a coach that does not teach that, how are you a coach? How are you a head coach in an organization, with any organization, and you're not teaching the fundamentals. You're not teaching. I get it. They're all grown men. I get it. And you shouldn't have to teach a grown man how to do his job. And defense is a part of it. It's his job. I understand that part.
Yeah.
But when you have, and it is shown that your team the point hasn't gotten across to them as of yet that they're lacking in this aspect or that aspect of the game, you as a head coach have to see that and make the necessary adjustment and put your team in a position, put your team in a position where this is not a problem for us. Okay, we used to have troubles with this, this, that, and the third, but we're okay now. This, this, that, and the third are satisfied. We've squashed those incapabilities. And I look at this team and take, for instance, pick and roll. Pick and roll. I sat and watched Toronto last night run their pick and roll repeatedly. I mean repeatedly. And it got to a point where it was like, okay, here it comes. They're going to pick it. Boom, they run the pick and roll. Oh, here it comes. They're going to try to pick and roll. Boom, they run the pick and roll. And I'm like, okay, I'm at home sitting and watching this. You guys are there on the court and you don't see it coming?
How could you not?
You guys are right there.
It's the same play. Same play.
How do you not?
They're going to run
how do you
they
not?
Can't run anymore.
Yeah. And it's like, I'm like, you know, damn, I wanted to blame Scott Brooks. And I look at Russell Westbrook, and I'm like, I can see where it's bothering him as a player. I can see where, you know, his motivation, his intensity is up 3-4 levels. And it's all because they're getting beat on the same play.
Okay.
They're getting beat on the same formation.
Mm-hmm.
It's the equivalent to a team that says, "Oh, we're not going to pass. We're going to run the ball until you stop it." And you just allow that team to just keep running and running and running and running and running and running and running. At will.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it was. That, hey, you know, until they stop the pick and roll, this is what we're going to do. And, I mean, I swear I watched 9 possessions. Now, it was more than 9, but I know for sure I watched 9 possessions. Yes. And they ran the pick and roll every single play. They ran that pick and roll. And I'm like, really?
Right.
I'm like, really?
Right.
And then they put the cameras on Russell Westbrook, and he's going off. I mean, Curtin, yeah. Mad was an understatement.
Mm-hmm.
Upset, understatement. He was peed off.
Right.
And then they show the coaching staff. Scott Brooks was on the bench laughing. And I'm like, you can't be into the game that something could be said or done that brought you to laughter. You can't be into the game. You can't be watching the game, man. And
right.
as a head coach that's not watching the game, that's a problem. That's a serious problem. So
yeah.
I say this Wizards team can't be anything until this coaching staff has been changed.
Yeah.
Until, yeah. And I mean, they have to clean house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They have to clean house, seriously. Because,
yes.
I mean, your team is blowing has blown a 18-point lead, and you're on the bench laughing.
Yeah.
Your team has just gotten beat nine. Excuse me.
He probably was laughing to keep from crying.
Nah, I'd rather you go ahead and cry, bro. I'd rather you go ahead and cry. As a fan of this team, you know what? What good does that do? That'll at least let me know that you're into this game. That'll at least let me know that you're watching what's happening. Laughter?
No,
I don't see any reason for laughter at all.
But there's no it's no repercussions. Like, y'all don't play no defense, right? Let's use with Tom Thibodeau. You don't do defense out there on the court. You know where you're going to be at in about 2 minutes? Sitting beside the coach. Sitting down. That's what he do when his players don't play defense.
Right.
You sit down. You have to have a seat, boo. Sit right here. And I'm going to talk to you for a few minutes, and I'm going to put you back out there. And if you don't give me some defense, guess what? You're going to be sitting at the end of the bench.
Okay.
That's what Tom Thibodeau did.
Well, I don't have Tom Thibodeau. You know?
No, we don't.
Yeah.
I wish we all could get Tom Thibodeau.
Well, we can only have one of them.
You ain't lying. And he's doing a great job. Look at this. Just look at the Knicks from last year to this year.
Well, he's doing a better job. I mean, the Knicks are struggling. He's doing a better job.
But listen at this, Lou. Look at their record from last year all the way up to this point. And look at their record now all the way up to this point. He has made a huge difference in New York.
Right. Yes.
Yes. So what I'm saying is I like the way that the New York Knicks team is headed because they're not there yet, but they're on their way.
They still have some work to be done, though.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah,
but
what she's saying.
Mind to do it.
What my coach is saying, if you look at the Knicks, you can see which direction they're headed.
Yeah.
You can see the improvement.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
The areas that have already been taken care of. You watch this Wizards team play, you don't see any of that. You don't see the improvement.
All depends on who they're playing, Kale. All depends on who the Wizards are playing. Like, they playing some Detroit, you know, then they look like they look like the Wizards we want. Bring them all the time. Bring that team. I want that team right there all the time. But then when they play the Suns or the Lakers, the Clippers, it's nothing. But they get up for the Nets and, you know, people, Houston, certain teams they get up for. I want you to get up like you playing Detroit every time. If they can get up with the attitude in their head, that team over there is Detroit. Play like you playing, like just think that Detroit team and beat them like you always beat them, but it's going to be the Clippers or it's going to be the Knicks, it's going to be the Bulls, it's going to be somebody else. But you have to get up like you get up for the Detroit Pistons, which is a team that's under y'all, and the Nets that's right over top of y'all. So y'all get up for those two teams, but you get up for nobody else.
Mm.
Every time this Scott Brooks' job wouldn't be in jeopardy.
Right.
Well, I hear what you're saying, and I agree. I agree. But the reality of it is,
right,
Scott Brooks is our head coach. Scott
right.
Brooks is the head coach right now. And
yeah.
in all reality, I think that nothing that you've just stated, nothing that you just asked for can be given unto us until this man is fired. And again, mm-hmm. like I always say, I hate to call for another man's job because your job is your
right,
job,
right.
you know? And I hate to call for another man's job, but in this case, in this situation, you're doing such a poor job that I have to call for. I have to call
mm-hmm.
for your job, you know? Now, listen, be prepared to go completely off subject because we got my man Kirby live here, and we all know when Kirby comes on, Kirby steers the show. What's up, Kirby?
Wherever he wants to go. Hey, Kirby. Where Kirby?
Oh. I don't know.
Oh, there you go. You don't hear him.
Yeah, I hear him now.
How y'all doing? How's everybody?
What's up,
Kirby?
Well, I just listen to y'all picking on poor Jersey Lou and his knickerbockers, you know.
Lou's my buddy. Yeah. Lou's my buddy. We got nothing to love for Lou.
Okay.
On my show sometime.
I tell you what, the more I see pieces fitting in with our Washington football team, I really think Fitzmagic will be a good fit for us.
Wait a minute, did you go to football?
He went to football. I told you. This becomes Kirby's corner. You know what I mean?
The hell with Kale.
My man, go ahead.
I got two seasons. That's pre-Redskin season and then Redskin season. That's the only two seasons that I got.
Everybody
else
right.
got four or five. Yeah. But
Kirby, I tell you this, and this is something you could be happy for. The start of baseball season always means we're going to see football in a couple of months because
that's right.
Before baseball is over with. Yes,
yeah.
Boy.
The opening day of baseball, there was a snowstorm. but anyway, I'm real excited about the draft. We got all kind of things that we can do, all kind of possibilities. We can sit there at 19, pick the best player available, which there should be some good ones because probably 5-6 quarterbacks will go in the first eight. Probably the first 10 rounds, you know.
Kirby.
I'm going to let Kirby talk. I'm going to let Kirby go on and talk. I go back to the
or we could try to make a deal without giving up the farm, you know, and try to find a team that's not looking for a quarterback and give them our pick at 19 and one of our third round draft picks since we have two of them and maybe a sixth round or something like that and get tightly in pit because I really with Logan Thomas and Pitts and running backs that's able to switch over to become wide receivers, I think we can score a lot of points. I really do. You know, we can shore up our offensive line.
Well, I'm going to say this. Get Pitts off your brain because he's not going to be there. That young man is an amazing tight end talent, and my guess is after that third quarterback goes off the board, he'll be going at number four. I don't see Pitts staying around to no fifth or sixth pick. I really don't. But Kirby, hold on. Hold what you got, because I got a couple of questions that I want to ask you. So hold on 1 second, and we're going to take a quick one, y'all, just because Kirby is here, and I got to get these questions out. 563-999-3782 is the number. 563-999-3782. 57, I see you, baby. I got you coming up on this next one.
Baby.
We'll be right back.
Dedicated to all the pretty girls. All the pretty girls. I call you up, you act like your pussy on Instagram. I don't have no trouble with you fucking me, but I have a little problem with you not fucking me. Baby, you know I'ma take care of you, but you say you got my baby and I know it ain't true. Is it a good thing, though it's bad, bitch? For good or worse, makes you switch. So I walk on over with my crystal.
Oh, dirty bastard.
Yeah.
Okay, that'll be another one. You know what? Teresa ain't messing with Teresa. Go ahead.
I'm like, wait a minute. I ain't know what to do.
Go ahead.
Okay, so I just have two things that I wanted to say real quick. I just wanted to give a congratulations to Herbert Davis. He was named North Carolina's first black head coach since Roy Williams left. So that's correct.
Mm.
Congratulations to him. He was one of the assistant coaches for 9 years with Roy Williams. So they gave him the job. And I wanted to talk about the Paul Pierce firing. You know, Paul Pierce got fired.
Yeah, I heard about it. Well, as far as Herbert Davis goes,
As far as Herbert Davis goes,
congratulations, and we're looking forward to good things from you, brother. Paul Pierce. I'm going to say this, and I hope no one takes offense to this, but this is the first thought that came to my mind. You big dummy. You have a wife. You have children. You have a great job that many would kill to be in your position. And you decide to make a video of yourself smoking weed.
He wasn't smoking weed.
What was he smoking?
Nothing. He wasn't smoking or drinking. He had a picture, he had a video of himself, and somebody, a stripper was standing behind him, rubbing his neck, It was a stripper on the floor, and he was talking in the camera to somebody saying, you could have been here and you could have made some money. If you're in L.A., come through. He was not smoking. He was not drinking.
Well, the pictures I saw, he was smoking.
What?
Okay,
yeah.
And I'm going to go. Yeah. I'm going to step out there and say it was the same night because they had the same furniture. That the background was the same.
Right.
So somebody doctored the hell out of that photo, or he was actually smoking.
Right.
One
I
of the
he
two.
He was smoking because in the video, Kale, watch the video. It's like two or three videos. No video
right.
show him drinking. No video show him smoking. Now, Paul Pierce do smoke cigars, just like Shannon Sharp smokes cigars on Undisputed with his Cabassier sitting on the table and his Hennessy. Right? Only thing Undisputed don't do is have strippers.
Mm.
So I'm trying to figure out what he did that was
so
bad.
You can't. No. No,
yeah,
you can't.
And
you
they
can't.
Bet on TV. They bet, you know, I bet you a bottle of this. I bet you a bottle of that. We're going to drink this.
They bet Mountain Dew.
They
bet Mountain Dew. They bet
yeah.
Mountain Dew.
And they bet
yes,
liquor.
They do.
They bet liquor too, Kale. Look at it.
Mm-hmm.
They bet liquor too.
Yeah.
They bet a case of Hennessy. We're going to bet a case of Hennessy or bet two. Sometimes if Scott Barrett is doing
nah.
it, he do the Mountain Dew. Shannon Sharp said, I want
nah.
a Mountain Dew. I want Hennessy. It's in the, okay.
Well, I'm just saying, the time, put it this way, because I have not, and I'm not going to sit here and say I've watched every episode of Undisputed, but
okay.
the times that I have watched, it has been Mountain Dew that they bet. But
okay.
that's not the case. That's not here nor there. The case and the here or there is Paul Pierce.
Him and ESPN, they had a falling out before the video came out. They had a falling out, and ESPN was trying to get rid of him.
Anyway, so why would you make it so easy?
Get rid of him for like 2 years.
So why would you make it so easy?
Because I think he wanted to.
That's what I mean by you, big dummy.
He said the truth will come out. The truth shall set him free. Is what he said in the video. He said he's going to be vindicated.
He ain't going to get a job.
Okay. He's
going to
get a job. He's going to get a job. That's easy. He's going to get a job.
Hey, look. Let me say this, man. How about that whip and Baylor put on Gonzaga last
night? We talked about that.
Hey, I mean, I'm just
30
just
minutes
like
late, bro.
Like football.
Yeah.
Huh?
But go ahead.
Hey,
yeah,
but you know what? Have you noticed it's always you that come in and make an announcement that we've already discussed? I'm just saying. But go ahead.
I'm your Huckleberry.
We still
hey, what can I say? And as far as I
ain't
been a long time since I agree with you, Kel, but I agree with you. Why you put a video out there in the, anyway? It's just like Deshaun Jackson down in Houston. You knew them people was going to come after you. You knew that.
Right.
Why was
right.
that a trail of breadcrumbs?
Hmm.
Some people don't know how to just make their money. Some people don't know how to make their money and go on about their business. You know, and Paul, if he knew they weren't defined, he was under pressure, why would he even put a video out there if he was smoking weed or not? Why would he even put that out there?
Mm-hmm.
Gotta learn how
why
to
even give the impression?
Exactly.
Why even give the impression, man?
Yep. You know how this world is what's going
and
on.
And, yes, we know, it, we know it's your life. You can do with. Or, you know, with whatever you want with your life. It's your life. You're a grown man. You can do whatever you want to do. But Why would things of this nature be what you want to do? Why would putting yourself in a situation like this be what you want to do? I just can't get it.
I can't get it.
You know, and as I watched that video, and it's funny because I'm going to keep it real. I like strippers. I love the entertainment of lady dancers. I love
it. Me too, Kale.
Which is the reason why I'm
what you say, Tree? Me too.
Me too. I like them too. I like strippers too.
Yeah, I like me some shake dancers. Yes, sir.
You know, but you know, and there's nothing wrong with them. You say what?
You right, Kim.
I'm not going to send a video out there of me sitting there putting dollars. Well, you know what? Right now, I ain't got no millions to lose, so it really wouldn't matter. But I wouldn't put it out there because I do have a wife on her. I ain't going to be out there putting it all over the Internet. You know, you got millions to lose by doing stuff like that. Paul Pierce should have thought about what he was doing.
And you know the difference? My woman and I would have been there together. We would have been.
I kept looking for her in the background. I'm looking for her on the side. I'm like, well, where is the wife at? Because
yeah.
I know that my husband is watching some strippers. Even he already talked to me about it. And I know he's there.
Right.
Well, I'm there with him.
Or I'm at another buddy's party. A buddy is hosting a party or a get together. And
well,
I am there. Yeah, yeah. But if it's something.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I cut you off. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying, you know, there are circumstances there where I wouldn't have her in my presence or there with me. But for the most part, me and my girl doing that together. We like Haskins and his girl. A lot of people faulted, you know, Haskins or whatever because it was a different set of circumstances. But the one thing I agreed with was the fact that he had his woman right there with him. So no other nonsense or unnecessary reports could be made because his woman was right there with him. So I give him his props on that. Paul Pierce, I say you're a dummy because you've not only embarrassed your wife, you've embarrassed your kids. You've embarrassed your kids as well. And they have a life outside of you, unbeknownst to you. And they have to answer to their group of constituents or people that they hang around, you know, and you just totally said forget it and took a crap all over that. And to me personally, as a man, a family man, you do something to put your family in a bad position, that's where you big dummy comes in. Because there are plenty of men and women out here that would love the opportunity of family, that would appreciate and welcome the opportunity of family, and you're just taking it for granted. To that,
I say shame on you. Yeah.
Shame on you.
If it went down that way, Kale, I say shame on him too. But we all are speaking prematurely. Can I say that? We all are speaking prematurely about whether his wife knew. Because we don't know if she really knew or not. We're all just speculating like he's embarrassing her. Like, we don't know if she threw the party. We don't know if she was in the party. We don't know nothing. We're just going off of what was reported. So we don't really know if she knew about the party because she hasn't come out and said anything. She hasn't said, I hate, he embarrassed us, why he doing this, nothing. Like, she said nothing to this point. So we don't really know if she knew what he was doing.
She's still probably putting her foot up his butt for losing that job.
Well, he got a lot of money to leave. You know, see, when you're a millionaire and you lose a job like the one he, because he's worth 60 million, 80 million. So if you, you know what I mean? You lose a job that you already, in, like, he's never missed a paycheck, ever. He retired and became an analyst.
But this is what happens.
Ever.
You start making that money, and that money dictates that your lifestyle changes. So even though you got that money, like you say, he ain't never missed a paycheck, but now a paycheck ain't coming in, and you still, most of the time, done spent a whole lot of that money you done make either in credit or buying other people's stuff, because if most people, if you don't need the money, you don't have, you don't want, you don't care about the job, or you don't want the job. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, very, very interesting. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. When we come back, Kirby, I want you to give me your top three offensive linemen. Leonard Kirby, the Redskins, Washington Redskins historian, Leonard Kirby. I need your three top offensive linemen when we come right back. We'll be right back, y'all.
February 2020, but he's playing, I think, in this game coming up. He just signed a 10-day contract with the Pelicans. I haven't seen him in almost a year. I just wanted to say that, but go ahead to Kirby. I'm sorry.
It was Nate Robinson was the one that got knocked out, right?
Yes, Nate Robinson got knocked out.
Okay.
Well, I just want to say hi to my brother from another mother, DMV Kale, and my sister from another mister, Katrina. Got a great show. Go do.
Thanks, Kirby.
It's hard for me to pick three offensive linemen when it's five, you know. But I would go with left tackle Jim Lachey from Nebraska. I go with with Russ Grimm and Bostic, probably Bostic, because of his attitude, and he never
Kirby.
Quit, you know. Yeah.
Kirby, are you
still
Kirby, these are linemen that Washington has already had, right? You
right.
Yeah. And Kirby, I need three up-and-coming draft picks.
Oh, okay. Well, the main one, I agree with Daniel Jeremiah with his top five picks. Slater from Northwestern's my number one pick.
I've heard of him.
I like two of them from the Alabama line. One of them not even mentioned in the draft at all, but he hasn't given up a sack in 4 years. So I mean that's pretty damn good to me, you know.
Yeah.
Plus he's big old guy. He's about 360 or something, you know. I'd be happy with Slater, and then mix him in there with who we already have, and then drop Morgan Moses.
Yes,
you know,
no. Yes,
hit the road,
yes,
Jack.
No.
Don't come back no more.
But, no more.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
But. I don't really have. There's probably six of them that I'd be happy to get, like in the third round, fourth round, fifth round. You know, you can pick up some really good offensive linemen, you know, that coming out of college just need to power up a little and get, you know, as far as their footwork and stuff. But you've got colleges now, Clemson, Alabama, LSU. These linemen just, you know, they are ready for the NFL. And they mobile, they hostile, they agile, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious about Charles. I don't know if they're going to keep Charles or not from the LSU champions, you know. He didn't play in 2020, you know. He got hurt the first game, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, the jury's out there. And,
go ahead.
If Fisher from the Kansas City Chiefs could stay healthy, I would, and if he would agree to less money, I'd like to get him as a free agent. He's a left tackle. You know, he's been the left tackle for the Kansas City Chiefs since baseball, you know, long time.
And you know what? That brings a question to mind. Why is anybody else noticed Kansas City is letting a lot of pieces go?
Mm-hmm.
Has anyone else taken notice of that?
Yeah.
And I mean not just offensive linemen, wide receivers, they're letting so many people go. What, I mean, is it a salary thing or what? What are you guys speculating on that?
Well, you really can't argue with success, you know. Year after year, since Reed's been there, you know, they always end the in the playoffs, you know. So, you know, they give a lot of thought, you know. They try to stay young and healthy, you know.
Yeah.
Other teams start to raise your organization, start offering them more money than you're going to offer them this year.
No,
and
I'm
you the one.
Yeah, I'm
two Super Bowls.
I understand that that aspect of the game, but these are players that Kansas City are straight up releasing. It's not a situation where people are coming to the organization and asking about these guys. Kansas City is just straight up releasing these guys.
Mm-hmm. If it was another coach other than Andy Reid, I would think something was wrong. But Andy Reid is an offense. I mean, he's a good coach. Got to be a reason why he gave. I mean, look what happened when he gave up your boy that came to y'all, that came to the Washington football team, the quarterback, Alex Smith. When he gave up Alex Smith, I was like, he gave that guy up. But he knew something he didn't know.
I thought you were going to say, Donald McNabb, when he gave up Donald McNabb.
He dumped Donald McNabb on y'all. He dumped him on y'all.
Indeed. I got to agree with you.
Maybe Tree know this guy's name, but he's an offensive lineman player. His last name is Sewell. I don't know what team he comes from, but he might be, according to what Stephen A. Smith was saying the other day, he might be the best offensive lineman in the draft. And instead of getting a quarterback, some of these teams need to shore up the offensive line first.
Mm-hmm.
I know we need to.
Yeah.
You know, I was looking today, and they were showing Sam Darnold how happy he was to be going to Carolina. And I'm like, you know, last I checked, Carolina ain't really had no offensive lines to speak of, you know, and you're happy. Be careful what you're happy for. You know what I mean? That's a serious situation you're about to get yourself into.
Yeah.
They sent him there.
There
was nothing he could do about it.
Yeah, I understand that, but I'm just saying, you know, in correlation with what 57 was just saying, I don't remember Carolina's offensive line being that good. So,
Cam,
with his talent and skill set, made the offensive line look better than they actually were. Let's get that understood. You know, Cam did his own thing. He had to run a hell of a lot. And to me, because he had to run so much and took so many hits, how good of an offensive line were they, really? Do you understand what I'm saying? So be careful what you celebrate for. But back to my Washington football team. we have a stopgap at quarterback with Fitzpatrick and Heineken, you know. So I'm not interested in that 19th pick, actually. And if somebody would give us something for it, let it be. We'll take it and move back in this draft, because what we need safety help. We need offensive line help. You know, linebacker. play. You know, I like Curl at that free safety, strong, or the strong safety position, either one. But there are some good free safeties and strong safeties coming out in this draft. You take a pick at a stab at one of those guys as well. You know, so, right. So, you know, this is going to be one of those drafts where if you plan and strategically move, you should be able to get whatever you want out of it. Let's go right here to my man. What's up, Tank?
What it do? What it do? Kale's Corner family. How y'all doing today? Hey, T.
Man. Everything good. Everything good. I have to thank you on air, man. You know, I'm loving this sweatsuit, man. I'm loving it, bro.
I should have bought a blue one over there.
See what I'm saying?
I love you.
See what I'm saying?
I love you too. Bro, I had to throw a little humor in there.
You can't even say thank you to a ninja these days. You know what I mean?
Thank you to a ninja.
You brought an apple to the
pizza. He said thank you to a ninja.
You can't even say thank you. Oh, he brought an apple to the ain't nothing but love. But, hey, man, you ain't nervous, man. I mean, your cowboys ain't doing nothing, man. I mean, what's going on? Is it even football season down there in Dallas?
Yeah, no. Bro, it's football season. We just staying under the radar right now, man. We ain't trying to do too much like we used to do. We're going to let Jerry Jones just go ahead and keep doing what he's doing. But I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't been really paying too much attention to the Cowboys right now because this baseball season is starting. I've just been trying to just – I'm happy that the game opened and started today so I can watch them. And that's why I'm so late. I apologize.
Oh, you're a good guy.
It looked like I hurt my speed today. So
speaking of, it's the bottom of the eighth inning. Atlanta up 5-4. And my man Juan Soto is up the bat right now.
It ain't over yet. It ain't over to the bottom.
Nah,
it ain't. Got to be bottom tonight with three outs. That's when it's over for me because I done seen a whole lot of
crazy stuff
happen in baseball. Yes, sir.
What? Especially with these Nats.
Yes, sir.
Especially with these Nats, man. You swear it's all over. The next thing you know, you looking at Sports Center, the Washington Nationals. Whoa, wait a minute. How they do that? You know what I mean? So,
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That's what I'm
hoping for.
Couple of minutes.
Well, San Francisco was playing last night, the Giants.
Hey, Tree.
And they playing. I'm going to say what I have to say. And they was playing the Padres. And the Padres, man, look. He tried to swing so hard on the ball, threw his shoulder out. They had to walk him off the stage. I said, oh, my goodness. And we won for the record.
So not only do we have to hear about San Francisco, but you bragging about somebody throwing their shoulder. You bragging about the injury, sis. You are terrible. You are terrible, sis. You are
terrible.
Yeah, man. She said that man threw his shoulder out. Woo. Oh, come on, man.
He swung so hard. Like, Like, he was in so much pain. Everybody ran out there. They had to, like, help him up. He was on the ground crying. I was like, oh, Jesus. Uh-huh. I didn't know baseball was a contact sport.
You are so wrong, yeah. You wrong as a live man riding in a casket right now, yeah.
Terrible.
who is this masked co-host, man?
Oh, my great.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she can get wicked at times.
I'm saying, boy, she say that man swung and No, have mercy. Anyway, he just threw me for a loop, y'all. I'm sorry. These Nats are playing Atlanta right now. Bottom of the eighth inning. Wait, Ryan Zimmerman just got on base. Hey, Ryan Zimmerman. That's the guy that I've loved for a long time, Ryan Zimmerman, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He's been there from the beginning,
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Since they came to the DM. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Exactly.
Got nothing but love. Nothing but love. And I hope he don't swing the bat and throw his shoulder out to get three something else to laugh.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. That man wanted to hit that ball, huh?
Yes.
He wanted to hit that
ball. I mean, he should have seen it.
All right.
Hey.
It was hilarious.
All right.
As soon as my team get on the roll, it's going to be over with for y'all anyway.
Who is your team?
Ain't nobody think about those Yankees.
The Yankees?
Yankees, baby.
That's right. He did say that.
Huh?
He did say that. When was the last time the Yankees won? Oh.
Man. I think our last series was, that we won was what? 2009,
Tree? Yeah, I think it was
2009,
yeah.
It was 2009?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They almost won it 2 years ago.
You both, yep, you're right. You 100% correct.
Almost.
And I'm going to be honest with you. The reason why I go back to Tree, because she the only person I know that keeps up with baseball the way I do. And and she probably keeps up with it better than I do. That's why I go back. I didn't know that she was such a baseball fan until we really started talking about it. But she keeps up with that baseball, and she can tell you what's going on.
Hey, 57, let me be the first to let you know flattery will get you nowhere.
Hey, Kale. I ain't got enough money to buy a warm-up suit. You know, I can't buy no warm-up suit or nothing, a jersey for right now.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Here we go.
He's terrible. What's up, 57?
Here we go.
What's up, T? What's up with you, baby?
Nothing much.
Hey,
yeah,
Kirby,
but
I was asking Kirby, was he still there? Did he listen to what's going on? If we want to talk more on this line, you better send some warm-up suits, some jerseys, you know, some gloves.
Nah, hey, Kirby is the Washington historian, bruh. He done paid his dues. Kirby done been around long enough. That's why I told you, when Kirby come on, Kirby directs the show. Reese and I become callers and Kirby is the host. You know what I mean?
The reason that he calls me the Redskin historian, it sounds better than that old 74-year-old fart that's been watching football since 1969 when Vince Lombardi came there and gave us our first winning season since 1954.
No, that's right.
You asked me about the offensive linemen and my favorite three. Slater is my number one choice. But there's a guy that's not on the radar from USC. He's a really gifted and talented, the split second when the ball snaps, you have hand placement, you know, has to be right where you balance and everything. And this guy named Tucker from USC, I like him a lot. I've been watching film on him. He would make a good guard, I think. But of course they got Sewell, and I like the guy from Virginia Tech, Christian somebody, offensive lineman, what is his name, Darius something other.
Okay.
Darius.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but
I like him.
All of these guys, I think we could get all of these, and either one of these guys in that second round. Trade back, trade back from that 19. Somebody's going to want somebody, and they're going to be willing to give up that 19 spot. They're going to be willing to give us, I'm sorry, y'all, the Nets just tied the game 5-5, bottom of the eighth base, loaded with one out. What Tank say? It ain't over till it's over, babe. But,
I told him that. It ain't over till it's over, bro.
Oh, you taught him that?
ain't that
terrible.
Mess right there?
Terrible.
Bro. Ain't that some mess right there, bro?
Hey,
what?
Terrible, bro. Hey, look, and you better agree. You know, like
hey,
I know.
You ain't hear me say nothing. You ain't hear me say nothing.
Happy wife, beautiful life.
well, you know, the Cowboys fired their equipment manager, the guy that orders all the supplies. Yeah. They fired him because he didn't order enough crayons for the playbook. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I was just getting ready to say how you doing today, Mr. Kirby. You didn't even let me speak to you first before you jumped on me.
How you doing, man? It's all
I'm
good.
Doing great. How you doing today?
It's all
yes,
good.
Sir. Always. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, trees. Could trees butter my butt and call me a biscuit? I just.
I'm gonna keep that one right there, Mr. Kirby. I'm keeping that one.
Oh, boy. Y'all didn't
get that later.
I don't agree with this trade back stuff. If there are teams that need more picks, you know what I mean? And they're willing to deal. So I think behind the scenes, I think our Redskins are talking to teams like Denver. Who's got the number? The Falcons got the third pick, right? Or something like that?
No.
They got the sixth pick, I think.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, they're not
well,
the third
pick. San Francisco got the third pick.
San Francisco got the third.
I don't see the Falcons going after a quarterback. See, so they might be willing to deal. Now I'm not willing to give up a whole bunch of first round draft picks, but I'll give up our 19th pick and a third round pick and a sixth round pick to get Pitts.
Well, he's worth it. He's worth it. I agree with you 100%. If giving up these picks means Pitts is coming to Washington, I'm all for it. I'm all for it. Well, guys, it's that time again. We have reached that moment, that time. Kill Corner is done. We have completed our show for today. Ms. Treese, you got something you want to say, babe?
Well, you know, I'm always going to say we love y'all today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. Love, hug, and kiss on anybody you love. Show them you love them today. Tell everybody that we're on Kale's Corner every Tuesday and Thursday from 5 to 7. We're here sharp. So tell a friend to tell a friend that that's where we're at.
Yes,
here at
yes, yes, yes. and a preview for Thursday's show. We will be talking the Masters, because it is Masters Week, and boy, do I love me some Masters Week. That's when I know it's springtime, the weather's about to change, and the day's about to be longer. Hey, listen, we love you all. We love you all. You don't have to ask. You don't have to wonder. You don't have to concern yourself. Kale's Corner got love for you all, and we appreciate you being here. And we ask you, invite you, and want you to be back with us on Thursday night when we pick up 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Meridian time.
I knew this girl named Chopper Channa. She's always choosing, producing cash for my sexual past. She loves men that trick like Halloween and treat. You ain't paid and your grade is incomplete. You got a fast dollar to prove her, and when you do, she sucks it up like a Hoover. Taking all your fake like inhalation of ace. Her nasal passage filled with money and it's massive. Well, what you are is a stunt man. You're on a hunt and your plan is to take all you can from a man and scram. I've seen it time before, you're not original. Just a sick mixed up individual. Up the clock for a fresh gold watch, marking off the goods you get, going up another notch. Your ways and actions are like those of a savage. If the price is right, then anyone can rap it. Even Monty Hall can have himself a ball if his assets are in order. Slow down. You end up in the casket. Sister, it's no need in speeding. She was doing lays with everyone she's meeting. What makes fun wanna act in this fashion? Pulled more stunts than my man Action Jackson. A real gold winner, just like Bruce Jenner. Yeah, be if no be death, then you run right in her. Hoover makes no mistake. She said, rock me tonight. Make a bed spring, sing a song of mercy. You can knock the boots if you wanna spin the loop, but the way I heard the scoop, that's not the move, truth.